Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Waylon Jennings, baby.
So to get some more clarity on what Alex Gold was bringing up about Kansas trying to get rid of sports gambling in certain areas, he reached out to us, says governor already vetoed it. This is the veto session. Senate overrode her veto. House is trying to do the same.
Like, it just makes no sense to me. We voted. It didn't. It passed. Governor vetoed it. It's over. Oh, no, we're going to vote again. No. We're already here. We've done this already. It doesn't make sense to me. I just can't stand people who think that they can make laws in a state for other people to do things that they want to do. Like, I just don't understand why anybody would be opposed to what's going on with sports gambling. It's been pretty good for the state of Kansas, right? I mean, they've generated money. They've gotten people to come over to the state and spend money at their bars and restaurants and businesses. And it's been good. Like, why would you even consider messing with it? Like it should be something you're not even thinking about. Worry about education. Worry about the roads. Mm. Worry about healthcare. Worry about things that matter to the masses. You're focusing on sports gambling because you know people will talk about it. And for the most part, these legislators are relevant. And so they throw stuff out like this because it's a buzzword and it affects a lot of people. People will mention their name. They'll talk about it. They'll be in the news and all this kind of stuff, and they'll gain attention. It's awful. It's just disgusting.
People don't let you know that that's Kenny Rogers.
Okay. So gambling.
I do love that song.
Gambling. Imagine today waking up and being excited that Joe Flacco's back on your team. I'm going through the X, formerly Twitter. People in Cleveland are celebrating. They got Joe Flacco. Imagine that feeling for a minute. Like, I know we didn't win the Super Bowl this year, but imagine waking up in Cleveland, Ohio. First of all, that would suck. Second of all, waking up and being excited that Joe Flacco is back at quarterback. Mm. Who did they have at quarterback before? Kenny Pickett?
Kenny Pickett.
Mm-hmm. Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco. And
Sanders.
Should be, I guess. I mean, is that, well, are they drafting?
He didn't give them a 10 out of 10 visit like he did Pittsburgh.
He didn't?
I don't know. Oh. I just know that he gave Pittsburgh a 10.
Is that what they're saying?
Well, he was on.
Oh, he said
on Up and Adams, and she was like, how was your visit in Pittsburgh? A 10.
Yeah.
Right. He's already got 10. It down, man. He knows how to do it. He knows how to work a media room.
All of a sudden, it feels like it. Pittsburgh, that's going to happen, right? Like, that's just, there's too much smoke there for me, I think, anyway.
And Rodgers and Sanders together or just Sanders?
Oof.
Because Rodgers and Shador Sanders in the same grad.
I will buy a popcorn machine for
that. Yeah, oh, seriously. I'd move to Pittsburgh and just watch that thing.
And then you get Aaron Rodgers versus Joe Flacco.
That'd be nuts, dude.
But seriously, like, if the Browns are signing Joe Flacco, does that tell you they're not going to take a quarterback? Or, comma, are they signing Joe Flacco to be that veteran leader for Shador Sanders?
Well, you know, now, you know, Abdul Carter's got a foot issue that's going to hurt his draft stock.
Oh, they've been saying that for a while, though.
Been the thing,
Yeah. He's got a foot issue, and Shador pats the ball.
I mean, I can't gamble in Kansas maybe in the future, but I would go ahead and gamble that if Abdul Carter is there at 2, he is still going to the Cleveland Browns.
Right now, Travis Hunter favored to go number 2, which is nuts, because I agree with you. I think No-brainer, Abdul Carter.
But doesn't this change things, though, with Joe Flacco being signed by the Browns?
I don't really know what it changes. Well,
yeah, what it changes is we're now drafting Shedeur Sanders at number two. We've got this veteran leader, this guy who's been around for 35 years in the NFL, to shepherd him in for the first year, the Alex Smith, if you will, for Shedeur Sanders. I think that's why you signed Joe Flacco, because now you're going to draft Shedeur Sanders, and now he has a mentor. And Joe Flacco as a mentor would be great.
That's what I was going to ask you. You like him as a mentor?
Yeah, I do. I mean, look, this guy's seen it all, right? He's won a Super Bowl. He's played on bad teams. He's played on good teams. He's beaten Tom Brady in the playoffs. He's beaten, you know, he's had big time wins. He's had a long, very good career in the NFL. He's kind of like Alex Smith, right? Like, nobody was thrilled that Alex Smith was coming here, but he's a nice veteran quarterback. And now I think you've got your mentor. You're setting, at least that's the way I'm interpreting it. Why else would you sign Joe Flacco at this point in time unless you were going to set him up to be that mentor to Shedeur Sanders?
I know nobody knows the answer to this question, but do you think Joe Flacco was mentoring Anthony Richardson last year?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Would you say similar play styles, Anthony Richardson and Shedeur Sanders? I mean, Anthony Richardson doesn't have as much shown that Shedeur Sanders has. Shedeur's played a lot more football games in college, yeah. Obviously. Mm-hmm. But like,
both can move, both athletic.
Both can move, very athletic, kind of, you know, loud and flashy, right? Yeah. Anthony Richardson, like, I was just tired, so I went off the field. Then got benched for Joe Flacco.
Right.
And then got to start again. So I wonder if, like, maybe there was something there that, like, they saw with maybe Flacco, like, trying to be that. Because that's the narrative you take, that he's going to be the mentor. You would think that there was something that was shown from Anthony Richardson and his relationship in Indianapolis last year.
Yeah, I could see that. To me, this is just like, hey, let's give a win to our fans. They loved Joe Flacco. This is a guy who they can root for.
Because you have three quarterbacks on your roster.
Kenny Pickett, Flacco, and
Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah. He's not really on the roster.
Forgot about him. Damn it.
No, you're paying him.
He is there.
He is there.
That's three quarterbacks. So you're drafting another one, and you're what?
But he's out for the year already, right? Because of that Achilles injury,
I was
going
to say, so he won't technically be on the active roster.
Right.
You just have to pay him.
You just have to pay. He's on the payroll. He's not on the roster. Yeah. So I think, no, I do. I think this is the perfect setup now to draft Shedeur Sanders, because you mentioned giving the fans a guy that they like in Joe Flacco. They do, right? Joe's going to be our starter. We're going to draft Shedeur Sanders. You're going to sit a year, okay? You're going to sit a year behind Joe Flacco. Look at the way it worked in Kansas City, right?
You're going to sit behind Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, so either way, however you want to, you know, develop. But you're not playing this year. You're going to come in, you're going to be a guy that's going to learn from Joe Flacco, a veteran guy, a Super Bowl winner, a guy who's been very successful in this league. He's going to be your mentor in all of this. Fans will be excited because we have Joe Flacco give us an opportunity to win. So we got our quarterback for today, but we also went out and drafted our quarterback of the future. Like, that's the mindset that I'm using right now.
I don't hate it.
That's how I'm thinking Cleveland's doing things. Because if you sign Joe Flacco, you still haven't solved your long-term quarterback plan if you don't draft Shedeur Sanders or whatever quarterback at number two.
Flacco can't even finish this whole season. I guarantee you he cannot play all 17 games this year.
Somebody says, we have the wrong idea but the wrong player, because then it goes from the 816. Can 100% guarantee you Flacco did not mentor Drew Lock in Denver. He's quoted as saying, that's not my job.
Right.
So maybe Flacco ain't that guy.
Yeah, we've had other, you know, Ryan Tannehill said the same thing about Malik Willis, and it turned out that, you know, he still helped him, but he did say, that's not my job. You know, so it could go either way. Just because they say that doesn't mean they're not actually going to help him in practice.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's interesting, like, that Flacco is still relevant. Like, to me, who saw Flacco landing a job before Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
I mean, what's that say for, you know, other things outside of just Cleveland?
Well, I think Aaron Rodgers has a job if he wants it. This is like up to Aaron Rodgers now. Like, this could have been done weeks ago. Pittsburgh's like, let's go. We got nobody. Let's go. And Aaron Rodgers is like, there's pyramids I want to see.
Something else that could be done weeks before it is, and I call BS when I hear this article, and I want to bring this up because Pro Football Talk brought up an article that says it could be mid-May before the schedule release.
Mm-hmm. May 13th, 14th, 15th.
Yes. So we all love the draft, right? Mm-hmm. But the second part, which I always consider the sequel to the new season, would be the schedule release. Because a lot of people say, ooh, that's a game I like. Ooh, I want to go to that game. Or, oh, they're going to play at this, you know, country. The draft will get underway in less than 2 weeks. And the biggest thing left on the NFL's offseason schedule, once that is in the books, is the schedule release, is what they said. Mm-hmm. NFL Vice President of Broadcast Planning Schedule Release, Mike North,
shed some light on when that will happen. Bob just mentioned it. It'll happen. The 13th, 14th, and 15th range is probably still our target for releasing the schedule. Norris said the timing of that, of the draft, is the biggest reason why to wait for the schedule release, and that they will take a week or so to react and adjust to what happens in Green Bay and what Aaron Rodgers might decide to do before finalizing the schedule.
That's right. Yeah, I know it matters because they're TV draws, right? Shedeur Sanders will be a TV draw, right? You have to start to think, okay, Cleveland drafts Shedeur Sanders, people are going to want to watch them. They may get a primetime game because that Aaron Rodgers ends up signing with Pittsburgh. Okay, now we kind of got to adjust our primetime schedule and our big games because people will watch Aaron Rodgers. As much as we talk about Aaron Rodgers, he's the probably the most popular, if you will, athlete in the NFL. Everybody's paying attention. We're watching everything he does. We're wondering about everything he does. People will watch Aaron Rodgers. If Pittsburgh doesn't have Aaron Rodgers, well, they're probably going to play every game at noon on Sunday, quite honestly. But if you have Aaron Rodgers, that absolutely changes the schedule. So, no, I understand why the NFL is waiting for those two things to happen before they determine what they're going to do. I'd rather have them wait a little bit longer than flex games that have already been scheduled because Aaron Rodgers, you know, shows up to the party or something like that. So you wait as long as you possibly can, and then you schedule the games. But, I mean, the time is ticking. It usually is about May 15th or so when they put that schedule out.
And to give some more legs to this article that Bob said a lot of right there, they said, quote, or Mr. Norris said a quote, the benefit of going a little bit later with the schedule release is getting a chance to see what happens in the draft. What do you, any of us, know? But I think we kind of feel for the top couple of picks, but are there some trades that are going to happen? Still waiting on a future Hall of Fame quarterback to sign somewhere, maybe this year. Hopefully a lot of that is known by draft day, and in recent years, this is no longer quoted, this is just a statement from probably Florio. In recent years, the league has primed the pump by announcing international, holiday, or other standalone games in the days leading up to the full release. May 15th is a Thursday, and picking that day would give the NFL a chance to use the whole week to turn attention towards the 2025 season. That's where the truth comes out. They know that after the draft, then out of nowhere in the past, what, half a decade, we'll call it, release has boomed, right? And then that's it until, what, late August?
Yep.
When we start wrapping up preseason and we start really getting into like the start of September, because from like the end of May to August 30th, it is dead time in the NFL, right? Like before training camp starts, and training camp's fun for like the first week.
Well, July 15th, you get training camp, July 17th, 18th, somewhere in there.
Yeah. But I mean, like it's like Major League Baseball season.
Yeah,
you're juiced up for opening day. The first weekend in St. Joe, everybody goes. The first fan appreciation day. And then you go on like a random Tuesday, and you're like, there's 12 people here.
Yeah.
I kid, there's more than that. But obviously, like, you're in the dog days of summer.
School has started again. Yeah. You know, people are back.
Even if they get a summer break, I kid. But, like, this is legitimately the NFL stretching, right? How many times
how they stay relevant every month of the year. The only time they're not relevant is June 15th to July 15th.
No,
I've been doing this 15 years. The schedule used to just get emailed to you on a random Tuesday. Oh, the schedule's out. And then one year, Binkley said, I want to do a schedule release show. And our boss at the time is like, you're an idiot. There's no reason to do a schedule release show. Binkley did a schedule release show. And every year after that, every network has been doing a schedule release show.
So
Binkley has kind of set the trend for that.
Yep.
But I know when that schedule comes out, we will sit down at home and we will go through the schedule. We will look at the games that are at home, which games we're going to go to, which games are on the road. Do you want to do a road trip this year? People will. I mean, that's a big day for planning for the rest of the year, especially when you have kids and you're doing all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You sit down and you look at the schedule and you go, all right, what works? You put it into your phone, you put it into your apps or whatever the case may be. You know when these games are going to be, and then you start to plan your fall that way. And so it's one of the biggest days on the sports calendars when the NFL gets released, because it has such a trickle-down effect on everything else and everybody else's life who's a big-time football fan.
You know it's big when like certain like insiders are trying to release like the first one. Like, oh, here it is. Mm-hmm. Christmas Day opponent for the Chiefs, going to be the Broncos. Or, you know, Chiefs Chargers confirmed by rap sheet that they are going to play in Brazil to start the Friday night season of the NFL. Like, and then everything goes from there. And then there's always like, it's a schedule release, right? Where like we'll get like a random like full Bears schedule
And then out of nowhere, you'll get like the Eagles schedule and you'll start seeing like, you'll start doing like basically Sudoku, but NFL schedule. Like, well, the Chiefs are playing the Eagles here. They're playing the Ravens here. They're playing Buffalo here.
So there's only like four slots.
Yeah. And there's only four teams. You're like, so they're definitely playing so-and-so in December. That to me is the fun part.
That is the fun part. When you try to process
of elimination.
Yes.
You're like, well, there's four primetime games.
Yep.
There's only two teams that make sense. They're either playing Detroit or they're playing this team in prime time. So it is great. I mean, it's something that we're always pining for when it comes to that part of the season. And the NFL knows they can stretch that, right? They're also smart in being like, because what, baseball schedules release like way early. You know,
they release their schedule like in August.
Like, you know where the Royals are playing a year in advance.
Yeah, no, baseball's gotten better at releasing, because I know when that schedule comes out, we go, all right, where are we going on our baseball trip this year? We look at the schedule, you know?
And then football, you know, they're right. Like, if Aaron Rodgers does sign with Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh and the Jets play next year in New York,
that game's
going on Sunday Night Football, or that's going to be an opportunity for those big brands to be like, hey, we want this much money on this. We want this game. I don't know who Pittsburgh plays next year, like what division.
Right, just an example.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Or like if, obviously, like, let's say the Chiefs and Eagles, we know they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that game's going to be played in December in Kansas City. Hell yes. That's going to be a cold game coming off after the Christmas Day game. Let's see what this is. And then you get to have that sort of like excitement and buildup. So I get it. I'm on both sides of this because, yeah, they want to make sure they know where players and drafted players are going. But also, you're keeping your product as rich and as healthy as you possibly can.
I also like the fact that everybody talks about it. It's a great talking point for a lot of people with the schedule of where they're going to be and what's going to happen. But I will say this. I'd love to be in that meeting where all the network executives are sitting around fighting over games, because that does happen, where they fight over these games. And now, with the AFC no longer being exclusive to CBS and the NFC being exclusive to Fox, the fights are even better. You know, like that's where you see, we'll trade you. All right, we'll give you Married with Children if you give us Eagles and Chiefs. And they will make trades like that. Like Al Michaels got traded, okay, for the original Mickey Mouse. We've seen this over the years. There was somebody else who was traded back in the day as a broadcaster for something ridiculous as well. Like, they will make some of these moves.
Well, I mean, Greg Olson was traded for Tom Brady.
Well, he was demoted for Tom Brady. You know, he wasn't traded for Tom Brady. He was definitely demoted because of Tom Brady. But you've seen it over the years with, all right, we'll give you this TV show and you give us that. Or like, why is that show there now? Well, they traded with the NFL because they wanted this game. And so it's,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices.
at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big business, and these guys get in these rooms, and they battle it out, man. And then you've got to please everybody. Terrible job, the NFL schedule. Because at the end of the day, Amazon's not happy. Netflix isn't going to be happy. NBC's not going to be happy. CBS, Fox aren't going to be happy. But everybody's going to love having the NFL.
I just wish it was like an auctioneer. Where they're like, all right, first game of the new season, we got Philadelphia and Kansas City. Do I see 14 million? I see 14 million. 45, 85, 85, 45, 45, 85, Fox.
See, that
45.
Would be fun, right? Yeah.
Oh, I'd sit back, cocktail it up, gummy out, and just be like, man, this is intense. How much money have we already seen tonight?
Well, and to tell you how much money's involved, this just came out from the league yesterday about their money and the central fund, if you will, however you want to call it, with the National Football League. The teams are splitting $23 billion in revenue this year, means $412 million per team.
Damn.
Oh, that's before selling a ticket.
Yeah.
That's before selling a beer. That's before parking a car. That's before selling an ad. That's before anything local that these teams make. Each team is getting a national check from the national merchandise and the national TV deals and all the national money for $412 million apiece.
Is that like when we got COVID checks for
$1,200? That's right.
Yeah. You don't need this, but here it is just in case. I'm going to buy me a golf cart.
$412 million they're getting just for having a team. You wonder why people want to be in the NFL in that business.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.